Pesachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Pesachim Bavli, Daf Pehe, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nunhe on the base at the Mishnah. Eves Yerushalmi Mekvasai, Chitech Achimagia, Leedsem, Bekoilef Achimagia, Lepek Achitech. If a limb of the Korban Pesach protruded out of Yerushalayim, the flesh must be cut down to the bone and peeled back until it reaches the joint, and then it's cut. With Mugdashim, Kritzis, for Kopitz, Shein Bahem, Shuith Eedsem. For other sacrifices, he may chop off with a cleaver, as there's no prohibition to break a bone. Min ha'agaf l'fnim, k'lifnim, min ha'agaf l'chutz k'lechutz. Inside of the agaf, which is where the door rests when it's closed, is considered inside. Outside of the agaf is considered outside. Ha'chaloinais va'ive ha'choyma k'lifnim. The windows in the wall and the thickness of the top of the wall itself are considered inside. The Gemara says of Simon b'shur ben Levi b'shem v'apadaya ha'pigur v'anoisa mestarfim l'tamis ha'yodayim ha'kadei oncham v'kazayis. Rabbi Simon and Yeshua ben Levi, both quoting from Bar Padaya, said that Pigol and Noisa combine to cause a person's hands to become Tamei, if it's the amount of a Kazayas, which is the quantity for which a person would usually be punished if he ate them. Ma'o Shiyusalu b'Truma, would this combination make Truma possible if they touch it? Kavachemeh, in Matam Nisiyadayim, if so, b'Truma, hen atzma lekolchikein. The answer is it's a kavachayme. If they cause hands to become tummy, which can then make tumor possible, certainly they themselves can make tumor possible. Hahein yotze ma'avidle mitame es yodayim or enem tame es yodayim. This limb that protruded out of Yerushalayim, is it possible like pigol and noisa that it will make hands tummy or not? In tema hein yotze mitame es yodayim, pigol ve noisa enem posim mitumor. If you say that a limb that protruded out makes hands tummy, like pigol and noisa do not make tumor or kodshim possible. In tame pigol and noisa, poislim a truma, rahin yotze legozol aklum. If pigol and noisa make truma and kodshim possible, then a limb is dissimilar to them. Lekein yitame chad haskitzin v'tzad apnimi. As if not, meaning that a limb is tame and causes truma, the outer part of the limb should make the inner part tame. Amrav Avin, man isle devat tame, machmas atzmei loy rabbi meir. For Avin answered that really pigol and noisa make truma possible, and a limb also makes tame. But the other part does not make the inner part tame, since it's tumas beis astorim, which is, if tumma is internal, it cannot be metame. Is it not Rabbi Meir who holds this view? L'kein amav yerchanan kol adroim tahirim beruban, kein shechitech ruban lav kefirishu, yehei kemagi'iye voi v'yehei pasol. The Gemara asked, did Rabbi Yerchan not say about any item that became tame and was torn open, that the majority separated it is not considered connected? Here also, once he cuts most of it, the rest of it is considered cut, and therefore it's not considered beis astorim. Amar Chananya, Mechateh Kolshu, Mashlich, Chananya answered, here he cut off a minimal amount and discarded it, therefore the cut part is never the majority. The Rabbi Hashem of Yehuda, Lekidshu, Tachat HaGoyf, Shavur Shalayim. The Rabbi quoting of Yehuda said, they do not sanctify under their goyf, means underneath the gates of the city of Yerushalayim, with the Kedusha of Machane Yisrael. Rav Yemi v'shem Rav Shmuel v'Rav Yitzhak, Kadeshiyu v'tzoroim, Maginim, Tachteihem v'cham v'bnei Achama v'gisham v'bnei Agashamim. The reasoning is that Rav Yemi, quoting Rav Shmuel v'Rav Yitzhak, explained, in order that those with tzoras could shield themselves from the sun in the summer and from the rain in the winter. The Kavasar, L'kitchu tachas v'agoyf, Shal ha'abayis, Kadeshiyu zorin, Maginim, Tachteihem v'cham v'bnei Achama v'gisham v'bnei Agashamim. And similarly, they did not sanctify under the goyf of ha'abayis in order that the zorin could shield themselves from the sun in the summer and from the rain in the winter. Mitzayra ein lo yachin la'gein, zav yesh lo yachin la'gein, zav yesh lo yachin la'gein b'chol Yerushalayim. The Gemara asks, Mitzayra is understandable, as he may not enter Yerushalayim to find protection, but a zav does not need to shield himself under the agoy, since he may enter Yerushalayim. Rav Yerchan, b'amadaya, b'shem, b'pinchas, b'mada anan l'chamya, b'abonon, shalchin, sandalei hoin, tachas agoyf, shal ha'abayif, ha'da'ama, shalei kitcha, tachas agoyf, shal ha'abayif. Rav Yochanan bar Amadaya, quoting Pinchas, says that since we see that the Rabban put their sandals underneath their goyf of Ha'abayis, this shows that they did not sanctify there. Rav Shol, Rav Yechia, Rabba, Gagonos, Yerushalayim, Mahein. Rav asked Rav Yechia Rabba the following, what is the status of the roofs of Yerushalayim? Do they have the Kedusha of Yerushalayim? Amalei min ma'adim matlin, matla, pisra, kezesa, leila metaber, Agraya Hada'ama Gagol Yerushalayim Kodesh. Rav answered Rav, people say as a parable, there were such large groups of people designated on the Korban Pesach that each person only received a kazayis. Rav Yimya, Rav Maisha, Rav Shmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchak, Rav Shem Rav, Gagol Yerushalayim Chol. Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Meisha, Rav Shmuel Yitzchak, quoting Rav, says that the roofs of Yerushalayim are not sanctified. The Gemara said, but our Mishnah teaches inside of the Agoyf is considered inside, outside the Agoyf is considered outside. This implies that anything inside, even the roof, is sanctified. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah refers to where a house is underground and its roof is at the same height as the floor of the adjacent courtyard, and this is why the Mishnah included it. The Gemara asks that the Mishnah also teaches the windows in the wall and the thickness of the top of the wall itself are considered inside, and this again implies that anything inside, even the roof, is sanctified. The Gemara answers this also refers to where a house is underground. This follows the teaching of Acha, quoting Rav Chinna, that the Pasuk says in Echa, Perek Beis Pasuk Ches, he made rampart and wall morn, referring to a smaller wall within a larger wall, where the smaller wall was the same height as the high ground that was around it. If they sanctified the thickness of the wall, they certainly sanctified the window. Rav Acha answered that it was needed for a window above the Agof, even though underneath the Agof of Yerushalayim was not sanctified, the window above it was sanctified. Tani b'shem Rav Yehuda, Mechilos, Shetachav HaHichol, Chil, V'Gagos, HaHichol Kodesh. Rav Yehuda says in the Brisa, the tunnels under the Heichal are not sanctified, but the roofs above it are sanctified. But the Imi b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Masnisa Amakein, Nadura Haisa Sham, Beis Kisei Shokovod, Rezeh Yekvoidoi, Matzano Yodesh Yesh Sham Adam, Pasuach, Yadua She'en Sham Adam. The Imi quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says that there is also a Mishnah in Maseches Tomei that teaches this. If a Kohen needed to relieve himself in the temple, he would descend to the tunnels underneath the Heichal. There was a bonfire there with a lavatory referred to as the Chair of Honor. For this honor, if the Kohen found the door to be closed, he knew that it was occupied. If he found the door to be open, it was vacant. If there was a lavatory there, it shows that the tunnels were not sanctified. Rav Yosa rejected that, no, it's excrement, Tommy. It's only a matter of cleanliness. So one, in fact, is the source that the tunnels are not sanctified. The early part of that Mishnah in Talmud teaches that a Kohen who became a Baal Keri would exit and follow a circuitous path that ran underneath the Beis HaMikdash that was illuminated with candlelight until he reached the room in which to immerse. If the underground tunnels were sanctified, he should have taken the quicker path rather than a circuitous path.